Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. I'm saving this for this hour, and it's a thing that most of us can relate to. Big battle going on. Look, this Paulina Luna, this Latino representative Republican, I am suspect of. The other day, Kennedy assassination, she knows. Now she shut down, essentially, the House for this whole week. No voting. Because she says she doesn't want to vote by proxy. All right? In other words, they're saying that new parents, should be able to vote by proxy wherever they are. I like Representative Ryan McKenzie. He agreed with them. He has a nearly one-year-old son, said his work in the Pennsylvania State House, creating a maternal mortality review commission to help inform him on what new mothers and parents go through. It would be 12 weeks. This happened during COVID, which was different. And the male gets 12 weeks. The father to vote by proxy. Look, there are certain jobs where you can make allowances and enlightened. We're seeing that. If you're running for Congress or the Senate, though, is this one of them? So Dan Muser, who's going to be on the show tomorrow, the congressman from Pennsylvania, who we think is going to run for governor, we're always happy to have him. He's close to the president. Voted against it ultimately when he found out the dad also gets 12 weeks voting by proxy. Now, what happened? Well, first of all, several people making a point. Look, we're telling people in the federal government, and America has spoken on this, you know what? You got to go back to work in person. You can't be doing this from Timbuktu. We know that's usually fraudulent, right? There's been a big push, make federal workers go back, all those buildings, all that spent, all that stuff. And you really can't do the same when you're remote. I had to be for a while, and it just didn't feel the same. You know, it was more comfortable in some ways, but communicating, even though in sync with Dan and all on the air, it's better in person. It's much more in sync. So McKenzie and the others saying this is cruel, cold-hearted. What happened when they did it during COVID? story in the Wall Street Journal today. Representative Cindy Axne was spotted on Instagram taking a vacation in France. And she said, the deal is, I'm a family member. I'm a mom of two boys. I had a trip planned for 8 months paid for because that's the only time I could go. And the Inflation Reduction Act, the Biden Inflation Reduction Act, passed with 220 votes, 158 by proxy, during what the House has scheduled as a summer recess. All right? You see what happens with this stuff. So is this enlightened to say this Paulina Luna and a couple of others, and Ryan McKenzie voted for it, they're right. You ought to be able to vote by proxy, no matter where you are. I just don't think that sits. Look, after a couple days of birth, okay. But several women who have given birth multiple times and soldiered on, they said that's part of the deal here. That's part of what you got to know if you want to be in Congress. If you have to skip a vote, you have to skip a vote. That's what you do. Or you may have to come in and you're working up till, you know, close to delivery. That's what you have to do. And this has happened a lot of times in a lot of different situations. And it has changed. Here's Mike Johnson. And usually on stuff like this, I don't fully agree with Johnson. Talking about this, usually he cites the Constitution, and he's right. Now, COVID was an exception. You know what Democrats want with this? They want the ones that are on board. Ultimately, if you're voting by proxy, God knows what happens here. Who's really voting, how it's happening, the whole thing. There's a reason to vote in person. Here's Johnson.
Well, it's a very disappointing result on the floor there. A handful of Republicans joined with all the Democrats to take down a rule that's rarely done. It's very unfortunate in this case. 96% of House Republicans voted against proxy voting because they believe it's unconstitutional and they agree that it would open a Pandora's box. And so that's what we just saw. Let me just make this clear. That rule being brought down means that we can't have any further action on the floor this week. That means we will not be voting on the SAVE Act for election integrity. We will not be voting on the rogue judges who are attacking President Trump's agenda. We will not be taking down these terrible Biden policies with the CRA votes. All that was just wiped off the table. It's very unfortunate. We'll regroup and come back, and we'll have to do this again.
Mr. Speaker, were you asking for 2 months?
All right, 855-839-1210. I guess what would be a legitimate period of time here, if there is one in this, in order to vote by proxy? People are nervous about this. All kinds of things can happen. I understand why. Is this a job where the demand is going to be such you'll have to miss the vote then? I mean, people have voted when needed under extraordinary circumstances. Right? People have been wheeled in. We've seen that type of stuff. It's a very demanding thing versus other jobs where accommodation is possible. You know, there's a tremendous amount of jobs. It's possible. Are there jobs where there's not? I just find it interesting, too, how Republicans on this, several of them went with it, including Ryan McKenzie and Muser, who's on tomorrow, did not, when he found out the mail would also get 12 weeks. Now, think about that. I mean, we're having federal workers, rightfully so, this long period of time, go back to the office. People were tired of it. It was a joke. You know, not that we think they're productive in many of these things anyhow. Maybe I'd keep them at home so they can't screw things up more. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. And again, it's enlightened to allow policies, to allow people to work around this. But as being in Congress, don't you know that when you go into it? Their argument is, yeah, we did. But if you want better people, you're going to have to accommodate this type of stuff. So we're dealing with 3 months of voting by proxy. What could go wrong with that? It's obvious the things that can go wrong with that. All right, I wanted to play one other thing, too. This is youtube.com/1210WPHT. This is Cut 16, Henry. This is a Walgreens, not executive, But this is just a guy working a job in a big Walgreens in California. He gets shot, apparently, police believe, by a guy who hates big pharma, or at least big pharmacies. Kind of like the maniac who shot the healthcare guy to death. And look, I get the baggage of the healthcare guy, the United Healthcare, of some of the policies, some of the things you pay a lot of money, then they turn you down, the battles over, how can the insurance companies get away with that? He deserves a death penalty sooner rather than later. But here's the guy, here's ABC News reporting on this shooting.
This chilling surveillance video. Narciso Gallardo Fernandez seen shooting at the camera just moments after allegedly killing a Walgreens employee. Police say Hernandez went to the parking lot to reload.
There is no relation between Narciso and Eric Velasquez.
Madera Police Chief Gino Tremonte says Narciso drove from Pixley, showing up at the Walgreens off Cleveland Avenue just before closing Monday.
We do know he has a general disdain or grudge against pharmacies, large-scale pharmacies.
So now we got guys not only want to shoot pharmacy executives, but he doesn't like large-scale pharmacies. Look, I'm one of the biggest guys in the world. Philadelphia used to have, I believe, 600 independent pharmacies, small pharmacies. Yes.
Wow.
That's a guesstimate before all this started.
That's as frequent as the corner stores you see.
Yeah, definitely. And people trusted them, and I'm all about that. I don't know how many there are now that are truly independent. I bet it's not more than, it's certainly not 50. Is it 40, 30, maybe 20, something like that.
I can't remember the last time I've seen one.
Yeah, there are. I've seen a couple.
Yeah, a block away from where I lived in Port Richmond, there was Port Richmond Pharmacy.
Okay. Yeah, and these are much more dependable, I feel that way, to the average person. It started Rite Aid and Ed Rendell. Made a big play with Rite Aid and, you know, and also changing society, et cetera. So this guy doesn't like the big pharmacies taking over. And I get that because you don't have the chance, at least the one I go to talk to people that they know you. They're just busy, busy, busy. This one in Lower Chestnut Hill, it's incredible what you have to do.
I can't even tell which one the pharmacist is.
They're usually in the center or a little bit higher
up.
Are
they?
Yeah. Yeah, but you're not talking to them. You're not getting, there's not going to be a connection there, et cetera, by and large, like you would with the neighborhood pharmacist, all right, which was much more reliable. And it was a drugstore. It was not a giant convenience store. Although, great shot on Twitter. Somebody took the paper trail from the CVS that we talked about yesterday. They have it wrapped around them like it's a scarf. It's so long. Where is that? That's the coupons. I'd love to go over to a CVS in Flowertown right now, and they come out, 40% off. Let me start buying. I'm turning around and going back to the door. It's like you hit the lottery. All right. So this guy is killing people, killed this guy, they allege, because he just doesn't like big companies like Walgreens. Almost hard to believe how far this has gone. All right. You can get in right now. By the way, I'm watching homage maybe tomorrow to Val Kilmer. Doesn't look like the Val Kilmer I remember in Top Gun. Kind of different looking. All right, but he's Doc Holliday to me. 855-839-1210. It is time right now, though, for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, we had Conklin on. Going to be a great night over in Glenside. A lot of great spots to eat. Love Glenside at the Keswick. You'll win a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra Saturday, April 5th. The Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania for tickets. Of course, JoeConklin.com.
JoeConklin.com!
Thank you. Yeah. All right. What's the backstory?
Yeah, Don, today we're talking about things that critics seem to really enjoy, or the general public seems to enjoy, that you just can't get behind. You think it's overrated? I got a cover song sung by an individual who fits the bill. The song originally was indeed fitting the bill, being an overrated song, and the cover artist also fitting the bill. So an overrated artist covering an overrated artist's overrated song. So, Dom.
All right.
Yeah, real meta here. Really going inside it. And, Dom, this person's making headlines for a reason that's kind of ironic with the theme of this song because, I hate to say it, but they don't fit the bill. So, Dom, we want to know who today's cover artist is. An artist, a musician who is very much overrated, according to me. I think you might agree with it as well, Dom. Take a listen. I'm watching this video. Even Bruce Springsteen himself is disappointed in this cover. It's a look of disgust when they kind of point over to him. But this guy is indeed a legend, very much respected in the realm of music, the cover artist. But, Dom, I can't agree with those critics. I can't agree that he is indeed that good of a musician. Do you agree with it?
No. I'm going to go against talk radio here. You know, now, it's because of his faux pas recently, say the last 8 to 10 years. I see what you mean. But prior to that... Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was the best in that group. I think most people would agree with me.
I like the local guy better.
All right. So who is it? Who is that mystery man? You're going off to see Conklin, City Rhythm Orchestra, Great Night for Charity over in Glenside. I'll be there, Ro. Come on up and say hello if you get the tickets. 855. Yeah, then now I hear him singing this again. It's really wretched. 855-839-12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, here's the cover song. And think of the word overrated, whatever the critics say. Who is covering all of this? Better than Springsteen, I'd say.
I hate to admit it, but
I might, you jump right into that one. You
I did.
So crazy.
I might have to defend Springsteen
there
for
you
once.
Go. All right, yeah, we got that on record. That's a drop, defending Springsteen. Let's go to Ted in Holmesburg on Talk Radio 1210. Tim. Hey, Tim, who's covering that song?
That sounds like Neil Young.
It is Neil Young. So are you in dance camp? We're talking the entirety of his career. Was he always... The critics were wrong, or do you agree with me? There were parts of his career pretty good.
I think most of it was pretty good.
There you go, Dan. All right.
Well, let me underline pretty good. The guy is thought of as one of the all-time folk artists.
Well, at one point.
My point being that I look at people like Croce or James Taylor, I think are both better in the slower stuff. And then I look at his bandmates. I look towards David Crosby being a member of the Byrds, playing for JFK at one point during his career. It's amazing to think of what Stephen Stills even did in his career, and he doesn't get the same kind of love that – Neil Young gets. So I think he's overrated in the sense that maybe his bandmates should be rated as high as him. So maybe bring Neil down a little bit and his bandmates up a little bit.
Four dead in Ohio.
Yeah. Well, thank his friends for that one, too.
Okay,
as well.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I have the.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I don't know if you saw. He's nervous now because he's saying he's going to be barred from returning to the United States over his Trump criticism. He's a dual citizenship holder. He was born in Canada and U.S. and is now afraid that because of his politics, Trump's going to keep him out of the United States.
Oh, yeah. Well, the last 10 or 15 years, even before Trump, but particularly now, yeah, I mean, this has been wretched, but you said it might be better than Springsteen.
Yeah.
No, Springsteen's better.
Did you think Trump would keep him out?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's so narcissistic.
Yeah, exactly. And Trump is like,
And to wrap everything together, he's singing here, Born in the USA, by Bruce Springsteen, but ironic because Neil Young now fighting to come back to the USA because notably not Born in the USA.
All right, so what do any number, we have the Forbes billionaires list. Dan, you may pull up the national. I just have what the Inquirer says are the local billionaires. How many do you think we have, by their reckoning, in the Philadelphia area? It's got to be like 25 or so on here. And a lot of them are connected with the field of sports. How is it the Sixers ownership has one guy worth 10.6, another 9.9, a third one, I think, 2.3 billion. And yet they're tanking. Is hedge fund? Do they teach you how to tank in hedge fund school?
Too many voices.
Yeah, some of the others. Yingling. We love the Yinglings. But here's one. At $1.6 billion, her career is music. And they say Taylor Swift is a local billionaire.
What
the hell is that based on?
It's
your Philadelphia Inquirer. Yes. That's amazing here. A lot of these, I don't know. Vertex is a company I don't know.
Gore-Tex?
But three Sixers owners. Victoria Mars, of course, Candy.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Jeffrey Lurie and family, $5.3 billion.
Mm.
And John Middleton, who is one of the most down-to-earth people I've ever been around, and I don't think he was doing it intentionally, $4.1 billion. We sat behind him at the ball game. He just sits down with random people. Of course, DJ couldn't let it go. Had to discuss pitching changes with him. I'm going, oh, my God, this is not going to end well for me. Don't do it. Took pictures with like 100 people. I think is one of the best owners that we've seen ever. You know, people complain about ownership here. I don't think the Sixers owner spends money, but he just doesn't.
He spends money on other teams.
Right, but he doesn't care exactly, you know, about what goes on. And Lori is associated with it, et cetera. So these are some of the local billionaires. And
I didn't know Mars was local. Victoria Mars is in
that's,
there?
Yeah, I'm surprised
Which
at that.
Which is ironic because you got Hershey right down the road.
Right, along with sisters. So some of them must be local.
Mars owns M&M's, Milky Way, Skittles, Ben's Rice, Pedigree, Whiskas, pet food.
And Michael Rubin, he's Sixers owner. There's three Sixers owners on here, and Jeffrey Lurie. There's five. Well, you almost have to be a billionaire or really close to it somehow or another to own a sports team. I mean, let's face it. That's what the bottom line is. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hit us something like Neil Young covering that. That was a very good one from Dan today. That is overrated, essentially. Critics, you know, the mainstream says it. You tried it, didn't like it. You can't go down that track. By the way, just a little nugget to put out there as we see how this develops. I like this part of Doge a lot. The Trump administration, through Doge, is trying to claw back, in quotes, $85 million from 20 New Jersey school districts. $85 million. Why? This is COVID money. This is money that they didn't spend on COVID, so give it back. Delran Township School District is one. Gloucester City School District, give it back. Bridgeton School District, give it back. Hamilton Township School District, give it back. A lot of the others are in upper New Jersey. 20 school districts facing the federal funding cuts. Why didn't they spend the money on COVID? And some the amount of money is extensive. It adds up to $85 million. Because they're screwing around here. They should have spent it on getting kids back in school, high-class tutoring and all that to get them back up to par. Instead, they decided to keep it. Well, you know what? You don't need it now. COVID's long over. Give the $85 million back. This is the type of thing that Doge has done a great job on. So I thought I'd go through this with you because I do believe that Elon Musk, by sometime in May, let's say Memorial Day, I don't think is going to be front and center around Doge. So what is Musk's big contributions during this whirlwind? One, helping Trump get elected, the funding, et cetera, Twitter. Two, rescuing the astronauts. Three, Starlink in various places like in North Carolina, the stuff that he did around that. Four, Doge in large regard. But I think this is going to be, you're going to see, I think the rumors are more correct than not. You're going to be seeing a little bit, not as much of a public face of it as we move forward. So there has been positive impact here, but there's also elements, we saw it in Wisconsin, that are drawbacks. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. $85 million, though, kept still from COVID. Let's go to Brock in Charleston, Pennsylvania on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Brock, welcome in. What do you have today?
Hello, Dom. Thank you. My second call, like, it's not Charleston, it's Charlestown.
Oh, okay.
That's my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, see, it's bad producing here, Brock. Yeah. I plead the Fifth Amendment.
Last time Brock comes and hammers Henry, now I'm getting it, Brock.
Yeah, but thank you for that. Yeah, I mean.
It's north on 29 from Malvern.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
It does sound like it's at the end. You know, I'll give you a place, Brock, that I think sounds like the end of the world, but from my house in Mount Airy, not bad. And that is Collegeville.
Mount Airy's a nice place, by the way.
Yeah, Collegeville. Luke wanted to play golf there, and I'm saying Collegeville. That's the end of the world. Not bad at all. So
no,
Charlestown.
Charlestown's a very nice place.
Okay.
Like, the owners of, like, what do you call it? What's the name of that place? Investment bankers, like, there's like $6 million house down the hill from me, but like, I don't have a $6 million house.
Let's move in.
So I'll make it very quick. So three things. Last time I was agog about finally getting through to Henry, to Dan. And so I was a little bit like, what do you call it? Starstruck. That's
with
one.
Dan? Oh my God.
Brock, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at you, man, but please don't feel starstruck around me. I'm the last person in the world that deserves
that's,
that.
That's a reaction women have every day. I've seen it, Brock.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I'm only 6'4", not 6'8".
Okay. Well, 6'7", and 9'10". Let's be accurate. Yes.
Okay. And I disrespected you because it's not been 10 years. It was 2002. That I started listening to you.
Well, thank you, Brock, very much for that.
Because I became an older person and understood, political things like matter to me.
Okay.
Taxes, et cetera.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And the third thing is, like, I really disrespected Henry. Henry, I'm as old as Eddie Vedder, okay? I'm not that old. And your generation, like, really contributed a ton. And by the way, you smacked it down. Skiing, yes. I was 16 years old. By the way, I graduated high school, and I also taught in college for 20 years. But I was in a Berchtesgaden, which is Switzerland,
right?
Which is skiing, and I said I can ski. I'm an airborne soldier. I skied from 50 yards. There was some Jägermeister involved.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Got to stay warm somehow.
I dumped it after 30 yards.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, you know, screw this. But the whole thing is like, skiing is like the worst. It's the worst. Like, great. No, it's not. It really isn't.
I agree. Thank you, Brock. Thank you. The second time call was every bit as good as the first. Sorry. Yeah, my God. What a character. Thank you, Brock.
Starstruck.
855.
Thank you, audience.
839-1210. Hit us with that. That is on the side question. Hunter Biden agrees to be disbarred. Imagine Hunter Biden as an attorney. Imagine the invite should come in and you know, just saying, based upon what we know, he might be snorting something off the legal documents. Yeah. We're going to win this case. I'll
Cory
just call
Booker
my father.
Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden, I do despise. You know, I know some people with everybody on the other side, but Hunter Biden does get me crazy that this guy has gotten away with it. He is truly the face of what the other side calls privilege. He is the face of privilege.
I think I would want Hunter Biden as my lawyer because I know he's going to stay up all night doing drugs.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
You know, make sure he's prepared for the case.
He would be consulting with his other attorneys around whatever prostitute happens to be knocking on the door at that point. And then I imagine the guys in this circle, the agents for him. Mm-hmm. My God.
He's got how connections.
I'd love to see this guy in law school, Hunter Biden. You know, this genius that we often hear. He can't put his sentence together. The cockiness.
So can we do like a three-way debate between you, Linda Kearns, and Hunter Biden?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Well, Linda Kearns, Linda, I think you could take Hunter Biden.
I think. We know she could take him. Come on. She's going to call in furious.
She can't answer today. Well, she's too busy doing ipso facto.
Yeah, you know we're
I'm waiting for that light on the hotline to hit us. Hunter Biden versus Linda Kearns. All right. Let me think of some other attorney. The attorney on The Simpsons versus Hunter Biden.
Oh.
I got to go with the guy on The Simpsons.
Did you just equate Linda Kearns with the attorney on The Simpsons?
No. Hunter Biden versus that guy. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board.
And so, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case.
Mr. Hutz, do you know you're not wearing any pants?
What?
All right, I'm taking
I
Lionel.
I move for a bad court thingy.
You mean a mistrial?
Yeah. That's why you're the judge and I'm the law-talking guy.
All right, Lionel Hutz versus Hunter Biden. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. All right, we have some meat on the bone here. Rich will have a lot more, though. 4 o'clock, Liberation Day. 25% tariff on cars, foreign cars, takes effect tonight at 12:01 a.m. Okay? 25% on foreign auto parts takes effect on or about, is the language I'm seeing here, May 3rd. Okay? That's where we are.
Is now, that a month to buy a car?
Yeah, those are not...
Think are going to have
Well, no, yeah, they take effect 12:01 tonight.
So if I'm in the market for a used car, am I screwed?
No, that car is already here. I think these would be cars that are coming into, if they're already here in their foreign car, no. I think it's coming into the country.
I mean, like with supply and demand, though, if you have less of a supply of, you know, incoming new cars, wouldn't that also make the demand for used cars?
Right. Sure. You know what? It's bank shots. You can't figure out, and you know.
This is tough, man.
This is the thing with this type of thing. And look, if you can't take any Trump criticism, we'll see. Canada, I played you the cut of Doug Ford, the Ontario minister, saying they're ready to settle if America would settle. They may announce that at 4 o'clock. They might put that up front. But how do these things actually work out, to Dan's point? Little hard to say. All I know is most times they're bad for the consumer. In other words, you can't figure out the bank shots of where this ends up and what car dealers do. 25% of any cars coming into the country at 12:01 tonight.
So I'm kind of browsing through cars on a used car app, and it looks like dealers are still depreciating cars to sell them.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the moment, though, when that turns into a...
Let's see. You know, yeah, let's see tomorrow. Let's make a note to see if the rise in price happens that instantly.
So I'll give a plug to the app, cars.com.
Right.
If you
no
click
free
on...
Ads.
If you, oh, wow, this car actually went up within the day about $2,000, Dom.
A used car.
A used car.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a Volvo XC90 T6 2022.
Okay.
Yeah, went up from, within the past week, Dom, $2,000.
Wow. So,
crap.
Hard to predict fully. You don't know the full repercussions of this in the short term, other than things will go up. There will be back and forth till we get out of this. And the auto parts.
Another one went down.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't know the exact. How do they determine It's a foreign auto part. You know what I mean? There will be language there.
So I think what happens is these used dealerships often, or dealerships themselves, will go to auction, buy cars from auction that other dealerships want to get rid of. And then it sits on their lot, and they themselves decide what they want to price that at. So maybe there's savvy used car dealers out there that do recognize what the tariffs might do, and they're already, you know, putting that into their price. And that's why we're seeing some. Because I see some that are going up thousands of dollars and others that are decreasing within the past week because it looks like the dealer's just trying to get it off the lot. So be interesting to see what these dealers do.
Absolutely. Yes. So you're going to see ads where they're going to say, we're not going to do that. We're ready to sell now with cars coming in. At 25%, though, I take that back. I don't think you're going to see too many that are going to say, we're not going to adjust by 25%. If they do, you know, I haven't bought a car in a while. So let's say a car is $40,000 right now, 25%. We're at $50,000. And a car that's higher with that on it is going to be astronomical. What the result is. All right. Let's go to Greg in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Greg, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Dom, Henry, Big Dan. All right. With all the severity of the Doge, Wisconsin, Trump, Musk, the proxy voting, the tariffs, there's been one that's factually inaccurate and actually horrific, and I think it came out of Big Dan's mouth almost an hour ago when he said high heels on women were overrated.
Yes, it's beyond, but he said flats. You're better going to, look, bare
feet. Wear sandals, Don.
Oh, God, no. I would say women in bare feet are more attractive than if you're going to wear flats. Just take the shoes off. Don't do it.
Now, I have some aunts that were nuns. They wore flats. He's so far wrong on this one. Even a tall woman, if she's over 6'3" and 6'4", looks good. A thin woman, a shapely woman, a shorter woman. High heels look great on women across the board.
That's exactly right.
He lost his damn mind.
Hey, I'm telling you this.
Listen for an hour.
Trump better not be putting a tariff on high heels. There's going to be trouble here, Greg, if he does.
No, all you have to do is look at all his cabinet members. He's not putting them in flats. Are you kidding me? That was Biden.
Let him work.
Hey, Henry, you were looking for promo material, just like Greg, right there.
If you're going to force people into work, let them work comfortably. Let them wear the flats. Come on, Trump.
And Greg, you got a great side answer here, too. This might be a winner. Tell me what it is. Go ahead.
The last thing is they can bring flats. But they have to wear the heels first. I'm not going to say because it's tough to dance in them. So stop with the flats forever. No good. My side question and answer is the Royals. Who cares about...
Yes.
Who? When they're on, I don't even care. We have nothing to do with them. They have nothing to do with the government of England. So I never got the fascination with them. You know, I remember if you're going to watch the wedding of Princess Di... No, I don't even know. Why would I watch their wedding? They didn't invite me, so I don't really care about them.
I got a question for Greg.
Yes.
Greg, you ever wear high heels?
Okay. It's funny. When I was 21, we went out to a Halloween party, and my sister dressed me up. So, yeah, but I didn't have to wear them. I was fake. I was a fake woman.
You were supposed to wear them, but then you took them off because you recognized how terrible it was to wear them.
Oh, no, he didn't. He would have been great.
No,
it's torture. It's torture. Yeah. It's torture.
Thank you, Greg. That's a great answer on the side question. Possible winner. I couldn't concur more. It's billions and billions of dollars of an industry for what? And over the years, a lot of people have agreed.
Uncle Sam, youtube.com/@1210WPHD. Go like, subscribe, click the bell for some notifications. This is not my thought, but he says... High heels enhance the, quote, wiggle.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they just, it's engineered. It lengthens your leg. It accentuates even a decent. They do. That's why they're so popular. You don't have to wear them all day. Just put them on when we're looking and then, you know, take them off at your desk or whatever.
Are you okay with 1-inch heels or do they have to be stilettos?
Well, I prefer the stiletto, but, you know, a 3-inch heel would be acceptable.
I am convinced we're going to do a 40-yard dash.
Okay.
At Mulligan's.
You know what?
Heels.
Write that down. Yes, the Walker dash. Johnny Z.
Now the question is, will Walter allow it, though, with the ankle breakage possibilities?
Oh, God. Come on, Walter.
Again, underlining the point why horrible these things are. You can break your ankle.
And I think you should have to be drinking a beer and not spilling it as you're doing it. Walter.
Had a book on the head.
Walter, don't come to Mulligan's that day. Just take off. You know, you can pretend you're there. We'll cover for you.
Finally, a female checks in. Suze loves Jeff. He says they do accentuate the calves.
That's what I was going for. Exactly. All right. 85. Thank you, Greg. Great call. The caller of the day. 855-839-1210. You get in.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
I have a question I have to settle tomorrow. I looked at my license, getting a new license. Should I get real ID? I have a passport, so I can fly with that.
Oh, this,
The only question I have, though, Dan, on my license, it only lists me as 6'0". If real ID will give me 6'1¼", I want that quarter, then I will go. I pay for the real ID.
Bring a measuring tape tomorrow on YouTube. We'll measure you.
Okay. Is that in heels or is it bare feet?
Grab some of Dom.
No, bare feet don't count. Billy White Shoes Johnson never would have played a great player, Wagner, or wherever he played here, in the NFL if they didn't let him wear a little lift in the shoe and put weights in his back pocket. All-time great. They would have said too small. Can't have that guy.
So I'm sorry to bring it back to the ID thing, though.
Yes.
The longer you wait, the more you're going to be screwed on this.
No one's done this,
and everyone's going to have a mad rush to put the deadline. And the deadline's standing, right?
They put the deadline back 40 times. Just put the deadline back.
Yeah, but usually it's been done sooner than this time. Like, they're cutting it close if they push it back.
We got to put more pressure on that because I resent it. Why do we need a real ID when you have people walking around in this country, ravaging the country, no identification, no voter ID? If you want real ID and you vote for it, then we need voter ID. Putting me through another hoop here.
It's ridiculous. It's stupid.
Yeah, the passport picture's better, though. The lighting's a little bit better and all that. Let's go to Joe in Exton, the man who needs no ID on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, what's yours today?
Yes. Hello, Dom.
Hi.
Good afternoon. The state of Florida is touted as an ideal place to live and retire. Yes, except that when the hurricane season arrives, living in Florida becomes a disastrous state of affairs.
Exactly. I think nice weather all year long, too, might be a hair boring, but, you know, you need a few months that are kind of toughen us up, Joe. And Exton has a very temperate climate. We should look up Exton someday, see what degrees of latitude, longitude, what the breakdown of the population is there because of Joe. I do that with
Florida.
Tansy.
Come on.
It's growing. Putting up a lot of apartments.
Yes. And, of course, it's lovely over in Tacony with the Earl of Tacony. Earl, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, I tried to get real ID 5 years ago, but because of COVID, I filled out my renewal, and I got my license in the mail. They used my old photo. So I have a 10-year-old photo on my driver's license.
Oh, that's good.
but it's like, you know, son of a bee. I wanted to get the real ID, and, you know, they just mailed it to me. You know, God forbid I should, you know, have changed in any way.
Exactly.
But,
what's your side today, Earl?
My answer to the side question is... just music in general, it's gone downhill. I graduated in the 80s. I grew up with New Wave and prog and ska and stuff like that. And I have a large music collection called The Final Countdown, which is every top 100 song for every year for every decade. And when I got to about 88, 89, I listened to a song about 15, 20 times, and it's like I couldn't remember it. It's like, did I listen to this song before? Yeah, you've listened to it a dozen times. It's like, it's completely unforgettable. And music to the point now that music is completely forgettable, where there's nothing to make it stick with you and you know, make it part of your life anymore.
Thank you, Earl. Good answer there. All right, Dan, I kind of settled on mine. Maybe it was the call,
might
too,
agree with
but
you.
I'd like the answer. Do
I
you
think
agree?
We all agree.
Henry, do you agree?
Let's go with Greg.
Greg.
Yeah, Greg. The Royals.
Yeah, that's a great call.
And also, that's got to be promo material. Yeah. Oh, man, that's right down Talk Radio alley.
You'd be surprised, the YouTube chat, Dom, on my side with this high heel combo.
Oh, are those women?
Some women, but...
Yeah, mainly women.
Many men agreeing to.
Rose on my side. I don't know. Maisie, I haven't seen high heels or no.
Maisie does high heels. Yeah, no, she does high heels.
Yeah, there you go.
But
all
I feel
right,
bad
Maisie,
for her every time she wears them.
All right, Rich Sea always next. Liberation Day coming up during his show on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.